Why many market professionals make sure they're at their desks this next to last week of September. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. In a moment, we'll get to FED, the Federal Reserve, about whether interest rates in the U.S. will go up or down. But my Wall Street contacts also keep using the other three letters, BOJ, this week. For example, let's bring in Drew Mattis, economist at UBS Securities.
People like to watch the Bank of Japan because the longer the Fed stays at zero and the U.S. rates stay at zero, the more people think we're like Japan. And Japan's obviously had a low-rate environment for a long time, and now they're moving into negative rates and buying a lot of securities. And so people like to watch them to see if maybe the Fed's going to be following the same path in 10 years or so.
Now, the United States also has a set of guardians of interest rates at the Fed. They start to meet tomorrow, but the announcement's Wednesday. What's your view of things there?
Well, we think they're going to not do anything at this meeting. Market conditions have been such that it will probably make them a little nervous. And this is a Fed that really wants to go when they feel like they can go without upsetting the apple cart. And things have just been too roiled up in markets for them to feel comfortable doing it. And so we expect them to take a pass this time and actually to hike rates in December.
What's been roiled? I mean, we have had a week and a half of bigger volatility on the stock market. I guess there was that little bond tantrum about a week ago.
Well, this Fed has paid more attention to the stock market than other Feds has, so we can't dismiss the fact that the equity market movements by themselves would get them to pause. There's also been some weakening in some indicators of the economy that the Fed won't admit they like, but they do like, such as the ISM series, which are surveys of business contacts. Those have both softened over the last month, and probably enough to get the Fed to just worry a little too much about what's going on in the economy.
All right. We'll watch to see what actually happens. Drew Mattis at UBS Securities, thank you so much.
Thank you.
A popular investment strategy is to buy a whole index, lock, stock, and barrel, all of the stocks in the S&P 500, for instance. So it's seen as a badge of honor to be included in a respected index. That's part of the reason we assigned a spot here about our new S&P Dow Jones Index, this one for real estate, the first new one since the dot-com boom, Gigi Duban reports.
Imagine the S&P is like that grandmother who pinches your cheeks and tells you how big you've gotten. Also, you're the homecoming queen. Everyone wants a piece of you. Grandma, or the S&P, talks your parents into giving you your very own room. Since 2001...
This is the first time we have added a new sector.
David Blitzer is chairman of the index committee at S&P Dow Jones Indices. He says S&P and indexing rival MSCI realized something. More and more people are investing in real estate investment trusts, so they split them off from the financial sector.
Because it's big enough and important enough, and enough people want to know about it.
Elliot Eisenberg is president of the economic consultancy Graphs and Laughs. He says real estate has been growing over the last few decades, but it really took off recently.
Last couple of years, as interest rates have really gone into the ground, there's been this searching for yield.
Real estate investment trusts have high yields because they pay investors 90% of their earnings in the form of dividends. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
Flooding in Louisiana last month displaced over 120,000 people from their homes. Many ended up crashing with family or friends, not in shelters, but relief organizations still directed supplies and donations to the shelters. Now a group called Together Baton Rouge has a different way to get people what they need when they need it and help disaster relief keep up with the times. Reporter Nina Feldman has this report.
Patty Clement lost her house, her car.
The whole house is totally gutted. All of my belongings are right outside on the curb.
The water in Clement's subdivision rose so fast, she didn't have time to take much with her. She's staying with her brother now.
Never seen water like this.
Clement still needs help. Broderick Baggert is the lead organizer for Together Baton Rouge. He says the systems we use after disasters are old-fashioned. We rely on armies of volunteers to sort donations in warehouses and fleets of trucks to deliver them.
I mean, it is insane that we do that.
Together Baton Rouge is an advocacy network made of mostly religious groups. It doesn't have disaster relief experience, but it has a big database.
Hi, this is Ed Allens with Together Baton Rouge. You are returning my call?
It used that database to find out what people needed after the floods.
Okay.
Then phone bankers would order it for them online.
Okay, so you're going to need some more help?
But even that was too slow. Flood victims weren't staying put, and volunteers were making awkward decisions for people.
Somebody says they need men's pants size 34. Well, what pants?
So they started sending people Amazon gift cards. Bagert says he'd rather support local businesses, but in times of crisis, we should use the systems we have, designed to get people what they need fast. Patty Clement used her card on things she wouldn't have found in a donation box.
I had skin cancer about a year ago, and I was using a special sunscreen, so I used the gift card to cover that.
Plus, she says, shopping for herself gave her a sense of control.
After having strangers take every single belonging out of my home, this gift card allowed me to prioritize the items that I really needed to get back to basic daily living.
In Baton Rouge, I'm Nina Feldman for Marketplace.
We're also reporting today on what Wall Street's hearing about the presidential election. There's a new Citigroup calculation out this morning suggesting a Donald Trump victory has become more likely in the last month, although those odds still favor Hillary Clinton 60-40. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.